Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE.
Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. Politicians, both Democrat and Republican, love to talk about free stuff as if they invented free. But for as long as I can remember, there was always free cheese in a mousetrap. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Sometimes our biggest accomplishment of the day is not throwing something at our TVs. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
If I get vaccinated, can I stop wearing a mask? CDC answer, nope. If I get vaccinated, will I be resistant to COVID? CDC answer, maybe, but probably not. If I get vaccinated, I won't be contagious to others, right? Answer, no. The vaccine does not stop transmission. If I get vaccinated, how long will the vaccine last? CDC answer, no one knows. Why? Because it's still in its experimental phases. If I get vaccinated, can I stop social distancing? No. So then what is the advantage of getting vaccinated? The answer from the CDC? Hoping the virus won't kill you. Question. Are you sure the vaccine won't injure or kill me? CDC answer, no guarantees. Question, if statistically the virus has a 99.97 survival rate, why should I get vaccinated? CDC answer, to protect others. Question, so if I get vaccinated, I can protect everyone around me, right? CDC answer, no. Question, if I experience adverse effects from the vaccine, am I entitled to be compensated by the manufacturer or the government? CDC answer, absolutely not. You see, the government and the vaccine manufacturers have 100% zero liability. Why? Because according to the CDC, it's an experimental drug.
That one. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm terrific.
Are you terrific?
I'm just terrific.
Good. Welcome to the show, and just wanted to say hello. And what a huge week we have in guests, can I just say? So we have Alina Freeland today, who will be talking about transhumanism, and that's going to be really great, by the way. Also, a lot to cover in this first hour locally, because Evan McMuffin is running again for office. Little Mr. Spy Man, CIA Man, is running for office again. And last time he did this, I went up against him pretty early on, because all you had to do was look at his site, and all you had to do was read it to figure out that something was very wrong with him. And so we'll talk about that too in this first hour. Also, I want to talk about, I'm really angry, actually. I'm really angry.
Really?
I really am.
I wouldn't have told
you. I know. Well, here's the deal. I'm tired of the optics. I am really tired of the optics. And I just want to say for the record that when we look at what is supposed to be a mandate in the country and our representatives act like they have to resort to super risky things. They have to resort to just the craziest try. Like, they're just going to try really hard to go up against it, but they might fail because it's super risky.
Mm-hmm.
It's just super risky, and they don't... I'm sorry, you don't have to follow a federal mandate as a state. You do not.
No. Nope.
Why are we pretending that we do? Why are we sitting here... Why are we sitting here talking about some risky way we have to fight this?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, Kate.
Yeah?
Stupid people and weak governors.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for cutting to the chase. I really appreciate that. Yeah, that's a nightmare. And when I see articles where the House Speaker acts like, oh, guys, this is going to be hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wish us luck, but we're probably going to come back empty-handed. I mean... I don't know how more pathetic you can get. And in the article of the Tribune, it said that when state and federal go up against each other, that guess who wins in their factoid of the day?
The feds.
Yeah, the feds. The feds win every time. I mean, can you imagine? that's not true. And you can be a state that stands up for this. It's all optics. It's all to make us feel like we were in that fight. Oh, yep. We were there. We were so close, but we lost.
It wore me out.
And you know what? The guys did try, right? And we're all conservative, and they tried. And it's those darn other people that are the problem. It's those darn either Democrats, those darn feds. They won. I'm sorry. It doesn't
well, there's a lot
make
of
sense
them.
Anymore.
There, yeah. There's a lot of feds.
Yeah. There is a lot of feds.
There are only a few elected. The rest
actually
are...
Actually elected, yes.
Yeah, the
yes.
rest just think that they're important.
So I don't know about you guys, but you guys are noticing right away these optics, right? You're noticing that they put it out there. They act like they can't do anything. They act like they have to do something, which makes zero sense because, honestly, they could just ignore it. They don't have to do a thing.
Yep.
You don't have to come up with some big bill to stop it. And I also want to talk about John Rappaport because he put out a really interesting piece today, and I got to share this. He said, where is Biden's executive order mandating the vaccine? Where does it exist? He said, I'm talking about the executive order commanding all U.S. companies with more than 100 employees to mandate the experimental shot. I can't find the EO. I don't see it in the Federal Registrar. Where is it published? And if it hasn't been published, there's no mandate.
There's no mandate, even if he just says it.
Thus, we do not need all the optics of everybody doing the fake I'm trying, you know,
yeah,
little
right.
move. I don't like that little fake move. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi,
Hi.
Uncle Milty. Real quick,
sure.
One problem is I heard last night that three more airlines, the employees have to have the vaccine.
Hmm.
But Alaska Airlines even made mention, believe it or not, that they've said... Basically, they were forced into it because they do a lot of business with the government, i.e. haul mail, government, freight, stuff like that. So that's how they're twisting their arm.
Hmm.
Not to mention, they are quick to say
right.
that they will scrutinize their taxes via IRS. So
right.
they're doing the strong arm attack. So that's why the companies are getting nervous. Even though it's not legal.
Mm.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, really appreciate it. Oh, we have a lot of fakery going on. We've got a lot of... Anyway, let me finish this from John Rappaport. He said, if it hasn't been published, there's no mandate. If there is no mandate yet, then obviously none of the companies are under any obligation to enforce it. OSHA is apparently the federal agency responsible for framing a set of regulations for the mandate, including fines, but federal agencies only construct regulations after a law has been passed or an EO is issued.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm correct and no EO has been published, we have an odd situation to say the least. Governors and lawyers have been threatening to sue because the EO is unconstitutional and overrides state powers. I mean, look at all the fakery that our legislators are putting up, right? It's a huge, you know, press release. You know, oh, look at us. We're trying, even though it's fake, because they're not really trying anything. But if there's no presidential EO, then all these legal cases could be meaningless because, again, there's no official mandate. Is the White House stalling? Do they realize the EO and the mandate will be overturned in court? Are they hoping to achieve corporate compliance without an official mandate? So they did a little lean and then they've stepped back and all the companies are making it happen for them.
Yeah, it's like suing someone for a car accident that never drove a car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, let me turn down the radio. There we go. Rappaport is wrong. There is a mandate. He calls it a mandate. There is a mandate, but the position is it does not have any force of law.
I know, but
listen to our founding fathers. It's nothing more than a 5-year-old declaring everybody has to shave their hair. It has no more law force than that. Mm-hmm. This is the emperor has no clothes. Why do you think that was written, 500 years ago? It's exactly it. They're saying the emperor has beautiful clothes, and we're all believing it.
Mm-hmm.
He has no more authority than the man in the moon. And, what's led to all this?
Uh-huh.
Jefferson said it so well when the man asked, how are we going to decide who to vote for or something to that effect? And he said, do not have trust in men. He said, chain them down by the Constitution.
Right.
The Constitution is so clear. 10th Amendment. You don't have to go anywhere else. There is no enumerated power for the president to force any business or coerce them to give any vaccine, force their employees to have vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay, but they're really, I'm not seeing the executive order.
Yeah, but here's the whole point. The executive orders are null and void,
I get
too,
that.
Meaning
I get
they're
that.
Of course,
yeah,
because of executive orders only to implement constitutional law that comes from Congress.
I know that. I'm with you 100%. All I'm saying is this is, it's kind of ridiculous anyway. Everybody's acting like there's an EO that they have to abide by, even the legislators, even the governors. There is no EO.
That's the emperor has no clothes. They're all telling us he has beautiful clothes and he's nude as a newborn baby.
I know.
We all need to be saying that. You're all part of a con, an illusion that doesn't exist, and we got to get rid of you, you criminals.
Yes, I get it. We're talking in circles. Okay, so I get that there is that your phone? I get that there is no, okay, I get the authority of the executive order. I get it. All I'm saying is this is even worse because there is not even an EO to have the illegal authority. It's even worse than the emperor has no clothes. There's no emperor. It's even more than that. That's why John Rappaport brought it up, because he said, I've looked in the Federal Register. It's not there. So where is it? And so everyone's acting like it's there. I mean, it's even worse. I've seen EOs come out, yes, and of course, you know, no authority to do whatever is said in the EO. I'm not fighting that. We get that. There's not even an EO. So why are the companies doing this?
The only EO I see that has anything to do with it is only about federal employees.
Mm-hmm.
There's none for the general public at all.
Yeah. And so why are the companies in lockstep and they're blaming the mandate? How can they blame the mandate? Okay. I'm just following their line of we're doing this to you, citizen. I know they can't do it. But what I'm saying is when they do it, they don't have anything to back it up. There's nothing there. It's all, you know, shadows. There's nothing.
Yeah, it's no different than if Biden stood up tonight on TV and said, I want everyone in the United States to kill one person tomorrow.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And so can you go to the employers that think they're all shored up and say, well, so show me the proof that you're being asked to do this as a company. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
We'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run. I was born for this.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. You were born for this. We were just keep reminding yourself that we were born for this. Don't shy away from this. Everything that's going on. Just fight like hell. That's all. Uncle Milty's with me, and we have some really great information to go over with you and answering some great questions that you might get asked to that you can deliver up some good information. I also wanted to mention Garage Doors Only, of course. They're fantastic. Dial 435-868-1200, but you have to dial the 435, no matter where you are, 435-868-1200, and you're going to be able to get the best quality garage doors with the best technicians and the best customer service. These guys are hands down the best in Utah and in Nevada. Garage Doors Only. If you're looking for a facelift for your house or just you're doing a new construction build, whatever the case may be, these are the guys. Plus, if you just need it fixed, your garage door fixed. They work with all those brands, and they are the people to call. They're on Bluff Street. They've won won awards down here in Southern Utah. They're really fantastic people, and make sure that you go and get their help when you need a garage door. And shop locally. We really need to help these businesses out. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling in as a city employee.
Okay. You're live. You're live. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I've received a letter that, you know, has said that we would have to be getting the vaccine if they go forward with that. And I'm just wondering, I definitely want to fight back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm looking for suggestions.
It's really, really sad when our city caves, and that's due to the leadership of the city. They don't have to do this. They don't have to cave, and people need to make this known before election time. Not that we have much choices in choices for mayors, but wow. In fact, I'm going to have Uncle Milty, and I will answer this off the air. Thank you so much for calling in.
You know, one thing that you can do in this situation is to find others that don't want to take
everybody
the
needs
jab
to band together.
And band together. If 50 of you walk into the city offices and say,
"How dare you?
We're out of here if you push this."
Yeah.
They can't replace you overnight.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the other thing. I mean, I know there's religious exemptions. There's all kinds of exemptions, but honestly, everyone should be banding together at the city, and they should be fighting this and telling the mayor and the city manager and everybody up the food chain to stick it.
Yep.
Sorry, but it's true.
And you can do
tell
that.
Tell Mayor Randall exactly what you think.
They have no authority whatsoever to make you do that.
I know. And same thing goes with those county commissioners that seem to always find a way to lie about what they're doing. You know, it's the same thing. And you need to band together is what you need to do. And you know what? There's no EO. There's no anything anyway. And that would be unconstitutional. But there's nothing that's shoring that up. And so, you know what? It's a sick, sick, sick world we live in. When we live in a very conservative state and they're all playing the, oh, it's coming. And gosh, we tried. Sorry. But it's coming. You can fight this.
What's going on right now with these mandates is no different than if we lived in Cuba or Venezuela or Russia.
Yep.
It's the same thing.
When they come to you and say our hands are tied, that's bull. They are not tied. They could actually make moves right now. Cities do it all the time. Counties do it all the time to say absolutely no. But you know what? If everybody even did a religious exemption, that would actually be kind of funny. And what are they going to do about it? Right? Everybody religious exempts out of it. Whether everyone's religious or not, everybody does a religious exemption.
Yep.
And not that I like saying that, you know, they have the ability to do it, so you have to exempt out. I understand that argument too. But I would start talking to people, and you're going to find a lot of people. You're going to find a lot of people that feel the same way down here, especially down here. And tell the county commissioners, the mayors, to stick it if they even try to do that to you as a city employee. Give me a break. Who are we? I don't ever want to see a mayor or a city council person or a county commissioner one more time put their hand over their heart and profess love for this country while never standing up for a thing. It's disgusting to have to watch. Anyway, don't ever in front of me. Just don't ever put your hand on your heart and tell me how much you love America and all of its freedoms and how you read Thomas Jefferson. Give me a break. Oh, these people just make me sick. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So, I don't know. I haven't listened to the show recently, but I'm the whole conversation or the whole, I guess, all the data that's coming in where the new thing is everybody in the hospitals are the unvaccinated. And I'm starting to see people come out and say, you know, that's not true. However, is there a way, or do you guys have access to some of these numbers? Is there?
I do.
I think this is starting to crack. I think they're starting to crack.
Actually,
but we need real numbers, not just my cousin's grandmother is a nurse type of thing. You know.
So
what are you hearing on that?
I actually can answer your question. We were going to do it in the next segment.
And that's great. I'll listen then.
Sure.
And then one other thing, as an example, I've got clients from Canada, super people that come into this, and we're. They were finally able to fly in. They still can't drive across the border, of course.
Wow.
And it's insane up there with their prime minister, as you know, and they feel the same way. But they have state-run media up there. It's bad. But they have friends that work in the hospital. And I think some of the nurses and that really believe this. They're being told that. But basically, I talked with them last night. And he said, "Yeah, you know, it's still bad up here in Alberta. All the hospitals are filled to capacity, all with unvaccinated people."
Right.
And he said, "You know, if that's what it takes to get our world back to normal, just everybody get vaccinated, just get the shot." And he's a conservative guy, but see how they brainwashed everybody.
Yes.
Yep.
We need hard data.
Yep.
But I'll go ahead and listen.
Thank
you. The next segment, you're going to have that on.
Next segment. Yep. 5 minutes. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Really, I do. I want to explain some things from the CDC documents themselves. By the way, I did a whole expose on Evan McMullen. I don't think I've ever called him Evan McMullen because he's such a turd. But Evan McMuffin, Stand Up America was the 501c3 that supported his campaign last time. And that was basically Stand Up America was actually funded by Hillary. Even so, he walked around saying, "I'm such a conservative. I'm more than a conservative," and all of these things. Well, none of that was true, and it was actually started to go up against Trump, to take Trump out, and so that was the whole goal of Stand Up America.
Yep.
His entire campaign was funded by them. So the headline today is "Conservative Evan McMullen goes up against Mike Lee." Really a joke, but he will appeal to all the liberals because he's very, very liberal. And I just wanted to mention this too. He's extremely, liberal. He supported the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP at the time. He wanted to appoint judges to uphold the Constitution. So he would say that to please the crowd and everybody would clap, although he never offered a single name or someone he would nominate or anything. He also, believed in climate change. He wanted to spend more in climate change. He made all of this known on his website at the time that he ran for president. He said, he basically made about every promise you can get to, even supporting the takeaway of guns and also Common Core. He said it raised the bar for education.
Wow.
The earned income tax credit. I mean, I have what he said on everything. And it was really amazing because everything, he's CIA, CFR, Goldman Sachs. And basically, he was asked about NSA spying in an interview and he goes, "Well, it bothers me, but terrorism bothers me more." Yeah. Terrorism is kind of the fake out for the NSA doing what they do to screw with privacy, but he would never admit that. So it was always terrorism bothers me more. So NSA spying on you, not so much. So I just wanted to kind of revisit that for a moment because I want everyone to understand what a piece of work this guy is. And he wouldn't come on my show five years ago because he would not answer any questions, just like Romney. He and Romney run with the same circles. Anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know, as he runs for Senate, what a dismal little race this guy will put on.
Oh yeah, he'll be another
Mother Lisa Murkowski.
Oh, gosh. I cannot believe people actually think that he is of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, because he hasn't been for a long, long time. But he promotes that in Utah so that he can get your vote and your confidence. And when I did this last time, when I knew all of this about him, I went to the audience and I said, hey, do you guys know? I know you guys want an answer, because at the time, a lot of people didn't want Trump. And I said, but do you know what this guy's about? Because his whole website was liberal. And I had people stop listening to the show. Oh, how can you do that to a conservative just trying? And I'm going, you don't even understand who funds him. It's Hillary. And so I got a lot of blowback for that. But I hope by now we've all figured out who he is. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the show talking about him, because I would think that you knew he was a turd. I know he's a turd. You know he's a turd. Yep. Why in the world would you ever cast a vote for this guy? So he's a hot mess. Yeah.
When you pull the lever for McMullen, make sure it's the toilet lever.
Thank you. So, yeah, he's so liberal, he just screams it. I mean, this guy he loves government, and he loves government control, and he has supported everything the government has done. Don't believe him for a hot second. I just cannot believe he actually put his foot in the ring to go up against Mike Lee. But he will appeal to the liberals in Utah, and there's plenty of them. But I just cannot believe this hack is running again. Anyway, so I wanted to mention that. And by the way, the caller mentioned Canada and Calgary. To fight back, people were taking their meals and going and eating outside the restaurants because the restaurants were doing the vaccine mandate. And so people were just going and eating outside the restaurants, kind of like, wish you had me as a customer, huh? Because I would have spent money and just eaten away, you know, their meal. And so people are finding all kinds of ways to fight back, and that makes me really happy.
More and more every day.
Yeah.
We can win this.
I know. If we just really stick together. And I can't tell you how many people are doing walkouts right now. There's, I think there's a group, from what I heard, they're actually going to be protesting the hospitals, and they're hoping that other states join in. And I heard about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people now figuring it out. This is so great, you guys, really and truly. And, you know, when you go to the city, and let's say you're a city employee, and they have the audacity in a conservative area to mandate you to take an experimental shot, which you should never take. Ask them where they're getting their authority to do that, and ask them why they would send out a letter like that. Ask them why. Also ask them why they want to fund houses for people to go there to be city employees with our tax dollars. There's just so many questions to ask. And this is why, you know, I've just lost a lot of respect over the years. I have interviewed a lot of people on this show, and I really, there's a couple of people running for city councils that I like, and I hope we get them on. Michelle Tanner and Greg, and there's a bunch of people that I like. But goodness, we are in a conservative area, and they're always going to tell you their hands are tied. And last year when they tried to close the golf courses and the parks and everything else, we didn't even have a single solitary case, not that it meant anything, but case down here. My hands are tied. No, they're not. Cities and counties do it all the time.
One of the things I look at, especially in city elections, is the difference between somebody that has a $600 budget and the one that has a $40,000 budget for a city council position.
Yeah, that. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. Politicians, both Democrat and Republican, love to talk about free stuff as if they invented free. But for as long as I can remember, there was always free cheese in a mousetrap. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Together we'll stand, divided we'll fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the ball and work together. Come on, let's work together.
reminds me of, the whole work together thing. Do you guys remember the show Friends? When Friends, that silly, ridiculous show, when Friends, all six of them got together and demanded the same salary, demanded millions. Uh-huh. And guess what? The network had to do it. They had to. To keep the show. They didn't want to lose the show. But you know what? They all decided to work together, to band together. And all of you people over at any place that's asking for a mandate of any kind, and isn't it interesting that the city would ask, would tell people, oh, hey, this might come down. Gee, why would they even send out a letter that quick? Right? Why would they send out a letter that fast? It doesn't even make sense.
Warning.
Yeah, warning. this might go through. Why? Do you think it will? Because our Republicans in the legislature are going to fake fight and do a little fake fight for you and then prop it up as something that, sorry, we just couldn't do it. Our hands were tied. And then the city comes to you guys and says, our hands are tied. How pathetic. How pathetic. Isn't it Adam Lenhart? Isn't he the city manager?
Uh-huh.
You got Michelle Randall, the mayor. You got all these mayors. How dare you ask for that? How dare you even send a letter out? How pathetic.
What I find really annoying is the use of the term mandate.
Yeah.
The definition of a mandate is an authoritative command or instruction.
Oh, I mean,
it's not legislation.
Yeah. Our state doesn't have to go along with this. And so how pathetic are they that they would actually put out a letter like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so wrong on so many levels. Sure hope you use the ballot box. Not that we can fire Adam, but, you know, I wish we could. I wish we could. He's not good for this city. All right. So I promised I would talk about this. So there is a CDC link to this. And what I'll do is I'll put it up on show notes. Okay. I want to talk about the way they're counting the vaccinated. So the hospitals keep saying that they're vaccinated. They're, you know, that everybody in there is vaccinated. At first it was 99%, but they weren't really winning that headline because people were a little smarter than that.
Sure.
Okay. Then they came out and said 90%. Okay. And then it hovers 99.5. And you'll even hear, you know, hospitals, you know, in Utah say this same thing. But then a little birdie told me, most of them are all in there. They're not exactly COVID or not exactly unvaccinated. Yeah. So it's mostly vaccinated. So in the little, don't look down here, let's make it in super little print so you don't really understand what we're doing here. I want to read to you how they're counting people. COVID-19 case is a fully vaccinated person, a breakthrough infection, and they're only counting it, it says 14 days after completion of a primary series of a COVID-19 vaccine with the Food and Drug Administration emergency use authorization per CDC's definition of a fully vaccinated person. See, it's the definition of a fully vaccinated person. So in their eyes, you've had the doses and it's been 14 days post after that. So anyone that got a single dose, anyone that went in right after they right after the shot and were sick and had blood clots and everything else, they do not count as a fully vaccinated person. See the word fully? And so, because I kept thinking, how are they doing this? What are they doing, right? So it says fully vaccinated persons were those that received the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. A COVID-19 case is a person who is not fully vaccinated occurred when the person did not receive an FDA-authorized COVID-19 vaccine or receive less than a complete primary series. And then it's 14 days after, not right when they are vaccinated, okay, or got this experimental shot. So you have people in the hospital, they're not going to count them. They're going to count them as unvaccinated.
Yep.
And this was down in the little, you know, don't look here, little starred area. Okay. They also have a really strange way of accounting for the math. you know, vaccinated persons were calculated by dividing the incidence. This is all from the CDC paperwork. Dividing the incidence among persons not fully vaccinated by that among fully vaccinated persons. 95% of the CIs were calculated to account for variation in weekly rates. To aid interpretation of changes in IRRs, which are the vaccinated, age standardized crude VE was estimated, just estimated, you know, estimated, and vaccinated or incidence as unvaccinated. A sensitivity analysis examined the impact of excluding partially vaccinated persons from IIRs, including data available from 9 jurisdictions. They only counted 9 jurisdictions when they do this, when they come up with this number, right, to calculate how many are in there. And so they said that all of their reporting was different. Some reported by hospital notes, some reported by the doctors just asking verbal. Uh-huh. I mean, it was very strange how they did it. And so they're using that data to quantify this assumption, they say, of 90% VE vaccinated persons would have been expected to account for 6% of the cases, close to the 5% observed. With 53% coverage reporting, vaccinated persons were expected to account for 10% of the cases at a constant VE of 90%. Remember, 90% is just assumed.
Right. Okay?
And the observed 18% would be expected at a lower VE of 80%. Are you confused yet? You're supposed to be. It's supposed to be extremely confusing.
Absolutely.
Because I read through so many articles where the hospitals were stating this, and there was only one tiny little disclaimer, and it was we have the assumption of these numbers. That just kept getting said over and over. The assumption of these numbers, and I kept thinking assumption of numbers. So I went through the CDC reports, and down in the fine print, it has this monstrosity of a, and it even says this activity was reviewed by the CDC and was conducted consistent with applicable federal law and CDC policy.
Excellent.
CDC policy that they probably changed. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I wanted you guys to know how complicated, how truly complicated they made this. And they do it on purpose, of course, but even the Delta variant, SARS-CoV-2 variant weighted prevalence estimates are based on whole genome sequencing results submitted to or performed by CDC. I mean, it's okay. Can you explain the Delta variant? Nope, that's the only sentence you get. That's it. There's no other talk about the Delta.
Nope.
They just keep saying it's highly transmissible.
And we're afraid.
But they don't ever talk about it. They don't define it.
Nope.
And you guys, when they're counting the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated in the hospitals, give me a break. Wow, they've really kind of fine-tuned this whole thing.
They've named several other variants that you don't hear anything else about, like the R1.
Yeah.
I haven't heard another thing since someone said there's a new variant, the R1.
So I looked this up, and they said in September, the CDC says in September, I'll put all these links on show notes, in September, there are no variants that anyone should be made aware of. Oh, but I thought we had the Delta. See, they never ever disclosed anything about the Delta. It was just, we have whole genome sequencing, but that's about it. It was very strange, I thought. But I really wanted you guys to also understand this is how we conclude who's vaccinated and who's not. And I just thought that was kind of wonky and strange too. Because some people who got the first shot did not want to go in for the second. And
right.
So you have a lot of people that way. And the first shot did enough damage. So, yeah. And then also, here was a paragraph from an article talking about this. Let me just give this to you. The Surgeon General's statement that 99.5% of coronavirus deaths are in the unvaccinated materialized out of thin air. It turns out it's based on math by a couple of Associated Press reporters that involved some crude calculations, the kind done on a bar napkin, looking at reported deaths from COVID in the month of May and some number, perhaps from a CDC report, maybe it's the estimated or assumed 90 anyway, or the number of COVID deaths in the fully vaccinated, which was about 150. And since the AP report didn't source their data, it's a guessing game to figure out how they came to this factoid. that has since been repeated by every leftist media chain and Biden administrator. And the reports did update their story to correct the number of hospital admissions for coronavirus, but the percentage of hospitalized people who had been vaccinated. But since coronavirus cases in the vaccinated are seriously underreported, and so are the vaccine side effects and deaths, the 99% number is simply not real. And I also have more, too, on the fact that they put into the paperwork that they were worried, Pfizer, that they were worried that you could give this to somebody through inhalation or skin contact. And so I do find it very alarming that when people are in these studies, you have to give them all your information. You have to go in every 3 days. They have to check you out. Mm-hmm. They have to do all this. We are a body of people that are being used for experimental, and they are not doing any of that with us. Nobody knows, right? I find that very interesting. And I will talk more about this in the last hour, because I thought this was interesting too. And they call it occupational. It's occupational, and it's right in their paperwork test study or testing results and study for their rules that they have to go by. And they were very worried that somebody would give this to somebody else through skin contact or inhalation. So if you're wondering why we say that now we think the vaccine is what is making people ill, even the unvaccinated, it's because they were very aware of shedding. The problem is that there's no COVID in the actual shot, according to the FDA. So what are they shedding? It's the spike proteins. It's not COVID. But it sure is making people sick.
Absolutely.
So there's that. And I wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. But I will talk about more about this in the last hour. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. All righty. Got a little shy.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's a lot of manipulation. Are you guys feeling that? It's a lot of manipulation.
Constant
manipulation.
Constant manipulation.
Yeah. And I think everybody should know by now, when you see a group that's masked next to a group that's not, because the group that's not told the other group to get masked up, and everyone's watching this and thinking, no, wait a minute here. I see Hollywood all getting together for parties. I see NFL games. I see all kinds of people just sitting around, no masks, but they make the kids wear them. Or they make you wear them into a federal building. But then when you go out, all of us are together in the parking lot. That doesn't make a difference, but just inside the building it does. I mean, all of these wonky rules should have told all of us in volume what we're up against here. I mean, nothing makes sense.
Well, the worst part is when they exempt mm-hmm. themselves. You yeah. know, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm going to exempt myself from this because right. I don't want to do it.
Right.
But you're going to do it because I'm mandating it.
Yeah. Hi, caller. It's about control. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have about 45 seconds.
Hi. Hi. I identify as immune. I just wanted to tell you that. And just in the grocery store.
Right.
And, you know, the announcements they're saying over the grocery store intercom. Mm-hmm. And I look around and nobody is masked.
Nope.
And it just makes me so happy. Actually.
I know,
so,
right? I love it. I love you rebels out there. Thank you so
much. Yeah, a little rebellious. Rebellious.
I love it. Thank you. I'm seeing that, too. That's why, how dare the city ask their employees or tell them that we're going to do this?
The only people you see with mm-hmm. the mask are employees.
Yeah.
Because they're ordered by their
yep.
employer.
Yep.
Not because of a mandate by moron Biden, but because their employers uh-huh. are doing it.
You got that right.
But I did see someone today driving in a car alone with a mask on.
Yeah, I saw a poor girl with a backpack on walking alone.
Not
no
too many.
No one else walking, and she had the mask on outside yeah. on the sidewalk. And I thought, oh. The stupidity reigns. But you know what, though? Thank you to all of you who won't wear it and won't, exercise and be part of their control. Because this was not about health. This is why I get mad at health professionals who don't understand the immune system, is because this isn't about health. It's about control.
Yep.
All right. So I'll be back with, we'll be back with Elena Freeland and transhumanism. This is something so intriguing that you're going to want to listen to as well. And to the caller that called in before about the stuff I just went over, The hospitals, from what I understand, are told that they are not ever supposed to say that the vaccinated are as sick as they are. And for what it's worth, I keep getting told that by multiple whistleblowers.
Yep.
So, all right, be right back.